This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two kicking it up here of the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. Phones are open. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So, in the first hour, we were basically talking about Australia. We veered off a little bit, but Australia, in my opinion, is becoming the new Nazi Germany. I'm afraid people are going to die if it gets worse, because that's usually what happens when you disarm a population, when a government disarms a population. Then the government gets to do whatever they want, which they seem to be doing, and then something occurs. Now, it could be, you know, a whole number of things. I mean, the opportunity here for people to die is pretty large. And if you look at history, that's generally how this thing turns out. The government disarms some people, and, you know, some other things happen, and then people die.
Now, do you think they're going to publicize the gas chambers, or, you know, film, like, video it while they're doing it? Or do you think it's going to just kind of be done behind the scenes?
I'll just be like, oh, it's a new variant of COVID. They all died.
Well, I mean, there's concentration camps in China right now, and we don't really know what all is going on in them.
It's true.
It's true. They're not filming it. You know, so I guess it's probably the standard modus of operandi.
Operandi,
yeah, I guess that's the word. Mm-hmm. To kind of hide all the bad stuff, you know, that you're doing as a government.
So just to finish off the article from news.com.au about this 100 points of ID that Australia wants people to submit before they can get or keep their existing social media account, there's some criticisms. This is from Emily Vandernagel, who is a social media researcher. She continues to say, it's a message shared by the Queensland Anti-Cyberbullying Task Force, which noted in 2000 in a report that in a demand to show 100 points of ID access to social media would come with privacy risks, given the challenges social media companies have already experienced with data security. Identity verification systems raise questions about access to personal and sensitive data, the report notes. Any regulations considered should therefore ensure that these systems do not reuse collected data for any other purposes. And we know that's not going to happen. On Thursday, hours after news broke that the Morrison government was considering the recommendation, #SovietScott began trending on Twitter. And that's Scott Morrison is their, you know, political leader. So Soviet Scott began trending on Twitter.
That's great.
An update from the government is expected in the coming weeks. So, way to go, Australia. You know, and again, governments, monkey see, monkey do, this type of thing. You think it can't happen here? Well, it already did. Right, you know, we've seen people segregated, put into camps. We've seen, segregation attempting to happen now with COVID. Anti-vaccine, you don't have the vaccine. We got to, you know, it's all politically motivated, guys. It's all political motivation. And people are listening to their televisions. They're listening to the supposed leaders, right, who aren't. They aren't your leaders. You don't know these people. You don't know these politicians. You don't know that you've never met the president, right? Well, the president's done some good things. Yeah, really? What has he done for you? Would you trust your kids with him? Yeah, I don't think you would. I know I wouldn't.
Your kids?
Any kids.
I wouldn't trust any politician with my kids.
It's funny. All three of us are not breeders. I assume Captain will never choose to be. I guess you'd be the only one that could if you wanted to.
That would be a choice that I do not want to make.
Me too.
In fact, I did the math, and I was like, because, you know, I was an active dude. when I was in my youth. There were some times where, like, you know, it's possible I could have had a kid out there.
How many kids do you have? You don't know about?
So I did the math, and I'm like, okay, so, and I think it was last year when I did the math, I'm like, okay, I'm totally old enough that where even if I did have a kid at some point, they would all be over 18 by now.
Nice.
So, like, at worst, I might get a knock on the door. It's like, are you my dad? But it's going to be somebody who's an adult. So I'm off the hook as far as the government is concerned.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, they can't force me to be paying.
Are you my dad?
I wouldn't hold my breath on that. There are places and the whole child support, the whole way that works. They might come after you for a kid that's not even yours.
Oh, no. Washington State has something where it's so weird. This happened to a person. I believe that they eventually... got out of the state's attack, if you will. But in Washington State, you can move in with somebody who has children from, like, another relationship or whatever, and not marry them. After, I don't remember the time frame, let's say a year or something, they consider you common law married, right? And so now let's say you and the other person break up. That person can now sue you for child support.
Wow.
For not your kids, even if they're collecting child support from the biological parents.
So they can double dip?
That's right.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, it's the most horrendous thing.
For all 18 years, or is it like the year they lived together?
Well, for whatever the duration is, because they consider you married at that point. Right,
then and you gotta go get divorced.
And even if you get divorced, it's a bizarre law, and it's heinous and it's horrendous.
It's bizarre that they consider people married. Do you actually have to go get divorced? Because, like, if you just live with somebody for a year,
can you get a common law divorce? Is there such a thing where you just separate and then you're automatically divorced?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm not in Washington State anymore for a variety of reasons.
I mean,
when I left Washington, I posted a little picture up on the Facebook. It's one of those highway signs, and it says, "You are now leaving Washington State." And then underneath, was it something we taxed?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. So this is not. That can't be government.
Like, no.
It's a meme.
It's a Photoshop thing, right? You know, somebody just.
Oh, it's a meme on the internet, not...
It's a picture that I posted. It's okay. A meme, yeah.
I thought it was, like, on the side of a road, like, on a billboard or, I don't know.
No, that was my way of saying goodbye to Washington State.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That would be so funny to post signs, like, to actually raise funds to have signs posted when you're leaving Mass and entering New Hampshire.
There's one that I saw
say
recently.
Exactly that same thing.
There's one that I saw recently and actually reposted somewhere. I don't remember which social media. Maybe it was on The Matrix. But it was, "You are now entering New York. You are under arrest." Or, no, "Welcome to New York. You are now under arrest," is what it was.
Something like that.
You know what would be funny is to, proceed directly to, and then...
Jail. Do not pass go.
I don't even know if it's jail. It wouldn't be jail. It would use different wording, but it would be like... some sort of facility, you know, to get, like, ID'd and, like, Nazi Germany where you
gotta get processed.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Gotta go through the processing.
Yeah.
Gotta get your badge of shame.
Oh, chipped might be a good word to get your chip.
Oh, my God.
Yes. California Highway Patrol? Chips? Anyone? No, that's probably before your time. There used
California
to be a television
Patrol.
Show called Chips.
There's no I.
Well, I know, but they just put one in there anyway. CHP, right? And so they called it Chips. It had Eric Estrada, who was Ponch, and some other guy, I can't remember his name, played John. They were motorcycle cops in, assumably, L.A., and they would, you know, do cop things. And they had a very, very disco, 80s, you know, drama theme music that you would immediately remember.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think I kind of remember this from, like, the 80s, and I have to say, I'm not that young where I don't recall having seen it, but I certainly know one person in this room is way too young to have
never seen it.
Way before her time.
Just from what you told me, it just sounds like more copaganda.
It was copaganda. Like, oh, totally.
For sure.
Copaganda.
Paw
Patrol.
Yeah. For sure.
That's a nice word, copaganda.
I actually stole that.
Did you see? Okay, it's good. I like it. It's a portmanteau, of course.
There were a lot of shows in the 80s and early 90s like that, though. Just like
there's a lot of shows like that.
Yeah, Paw Patrol is the biggest cartoon right now.
Oh,
it's
that's
a bunch
right.
of dogs.
I've seen that.
And my little brother wants to be a cop because of it.
We need a show to be an anarchist.
There's even shows where like they're not cop shows that turn into cop shows within the show, or the second season comes
Stranger
around
Things
and the writers run out of stuff and say, well, let's make it a procedural now.
Yeah, I never looked.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
set. It's supposed to be come on, but like, come on.
I always wondered, like, is that a word he made up?
I'm sure, yeah.
It's supposed to be come on?
Come like, tee-hee, right?
Well, that's a laugh.
Well, I mean, is it?
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know.
Or is it a word you just made up, right? Come on. Yeah. It's like, come on. Come on.
Is that him actually trying to say come on, and it's just like, doesn't sound like it?
You know, or he's vamping a little, right? You know, I mean, folks have been known to do that. I'm trying to remember what it's called. There's a name for it. When a scat, right? Like blues and like jazz. I'm trying to remember the exact genres, but it's like shibbity bobbity
boobity bobbity. Yeah, but he doesn't do the rest of the song, so it'd be weird to just. What'd you say, scat?
Yeah.
Scat one word. Yeah, isn't scat like a bad thing?
We're not allowed to go there, guys.
Sorry.
We can't talk about scat?
No.
I thought we were not allowed to talk about that on radio.
It's something else bad that it means.
Oh, I see. Well, at any rate, this is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you would like to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about all sorts of stuff. We're going to talk about something else. But in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Bonnie, you brought something in about the Center for, well, the CDC anyway. I have an acronym for them, but I can't say it on the radio. A parody acronym. What is this about?
So, Laura Ingraham ran a story where she plays, I want to remember the lady's name.
The girl from Little House on the Prairie?
Wait.
Oh, that's Laura Ingalls. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, like, wait, is it? Am I mixing their names up? Well, anyways, she plays a video of the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, claiming that over 90% of people who are entering the hospital right now are unvaccinated. And then she says that it is, that statistic is grossly misleading. In an August 5th video statement, she said she inadvertently revealed how that 99% to 99% statistic was created. Turns out, to achieve those statistics, the CDC included hospitalization and mortality data from January through June 2021, which means before the vaccines were readily available to most people. So they included unvaccinated people. From January to, like, February, it was, like, 100% unvaccinated people were going to the hospital. And so they just throw those numbers in there, so it's grossly misleading, and the CDC admitted it.
I can't think of, you know, maybe I'm just growing, you know, more aware of the blatant
lies
and the brainwashing that is taking place via media, all forms of media, right? But I can't think of, you know, the wool being pulled over more people's eyes globally than has happened with governments and COVID.
Yep. I can't believe that this isn't something that, like, everybody talks about. It has to be from some, you know, some weird website online. But, I mean, I saw the video of her saying it. She said, I mean, I saw the video of her saying 97% of people are that are going into the hospital right now are unvaccinated. Then there's an August 5th statement where she's like, oh, well, technically those statements or that statement was a little misleading because, and just from her saying that, there's this entire media news coverage of, you know, angle of the pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Yeah, I've heard that phrase, and I'm sure many other people have heard it as well, particularly if you watch television or some form of mainstream news media, that is Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, there's a few others, MSNBC, that kind of thing. These are the folks who are parroting this narrative of the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Now, first of all, how did the pandemic start? Well,
unvaccinated.
Well, no. All of the there were the supposed conspiracy theorists were like, Wuhan. You know, it was some sort of experimental thing that got out of the lab because that's where it started from, right? You know, and everybody's like, no, if you believe that it started in a lab in Wuhan, that you're a kid. And then, like, it turns out, oh, yeah, it looks like that's where it came from, according to the CDC.
Yep.
And Fauci, right? You know, so, like, so much of this is just pulling the wool over people's eyes, right? The fact that you can be considered a bad person by just being around another person and breathing, somehow that makes you an evil person, is got to be one of the most preposterous things I've ever encountered as a human being. Like, I don't understand how people can believe that just, you know, a regular healthy person being around other people is somehow making you a bad person.
And if it was, like, absolute Bible fact that the masks, you know, completely stopped the spread of diseases and had zero side effects, because people can die from the things that the masks do to them, like, you know, you can die from strep throat. It's proven that they can give you strep throat. But anyways, so if there was 0% risk and only in 100% efficiency with the masks not keeping you from spreading diseases, maybe I could see that, but it's just not a fact. And people just like to pretend it's completely just voodoo. It's people just, you're not doing the voodoo, and if you do the voodoo, you can stand right next to me, but if you're not doing the voodoo, I'm going to act scared of you. You're not actually scared of the disease at that point. You literally just want to control, you want other people to do the same thing you're doing. You want to control other people's behaviors. And it's not just the government wanting to control them, it's the average person enforcing it being unpaid to do so.
Right. For some reason, the average people, and some above average, some below average, a whole lot of people believe that it's okay to force their opinion on other people. Where they get this from? Well, monkey see, monkey do. They get it from government, right? I learned it from watching you, right? You know, this is like, you know, where did people learn to go into incredible debt? Huh, wonder where they learned that from.
Their parents.
Wonder what large institutional agency, you know, may have been the role model for them in their financial lives.
I was talking about this on Free Talk Live last night. In Texas, I'm from Texas, so everybody I am on social media with is mostly from Texas. And in Texas, they just passed these really draconian abortion laws, like you can't get an abortion if you've been raped and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so everybody is rightly, correctly posting, you know, this violates bodily autonomy and all this stuff. And some people have been posting things like, Texas didn't want to enforce masks, but they'll force you to get a vaccination. It was never about bodily autonomy. Why can't these people see that both things can be true? It is totally against bodily autonomy for you to force your opinion about abortion onto a woman and make her not be allowed to get an abortion. It's also like an invasion of privacy.
That's more than forcing your opinion on somebody. That's actually using violence against
them. Yeah, yeah.
It's also
same thing with masks. And people don't want to see it's the same exact principle.
It is.
Yeah. They're unprincipled. They just want what they want.
Even if you support masks, it doesn't mean you support the government using violence to achieve their objective of everybody wearing masks.
That's the thing about principles is they keep you honest if you apply them consistently.
Yep.
People don't.
You have to apply them consistently, and you're right. People don't. 603-283-6160. More coming.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Friday getting a close-up view of the devastating storm damage in the New Orleans area. The president says through his infrastructure plans, massive damage can be prevented.
We have a significant piece of legislation both the infrastructure bill and a budgeting, a reconciliation bill, that calls for significant investment in being able to deal with what is about to come.
Americans are working fewer hours or not working at all due to the Delta variant surge. The Labor Department saying 5.6 million people were unable to work last month because of pandemic-related business closings. Government figures also show the economy added only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. This is USA Radio News. Production at most General Motors North American plants will be halted next week because of the microchip shortage plaguing the auto industry. The GM plants producing the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups will close and tentatively reopen on September 13th. The chip shortage costing automakers billions of dollars in lost sales. It's time for traditions, big hits, highlight passes, tailgates, and fight songs. College football week one started Thursday night and continues through the weekend. This is the first year that college football players will be able to sell their name, image, and likeness and make money off of them. President of the College Athletes Players Association, Ramugi Huma, says this idea is a winner across the board.
We had bipartisan support across the nation. Over 28 states have passed laws to correct this. And that's a good thing. Today's a much better day for college athletes.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk program where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. You can talk about the topics we've been talking about. It's up to you. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
On September 4th at 3:33 p.m., you can join the Smiles and Hugs for Peace virtual event.
That's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. You do not need any internet or digital device to participate. The virtuality consists of the fact that Star Child will not be physically present, but will manifest for you to the extent that your magical thinking allows you to conjure his presence. If you do not know who or what he is, don't view this as an impediment to whatever magic you may experience. To participate in the event at approximately 3:33 p.m. tomorrow, you may hear the ringing of a bell or bells or other unusual sounds. Pause whatever you're doing, look around you, and start smiling. If you see someone else smiling, give that person a hug. If you see someone smiling and coming toward you, you will step up and give them a hug.
You will.
As you hug, hold this intention in your mind. A world based on love and cooperation, not coercion, is possible. Both smiling and hugs are healthy and good for you, containing no carcinogens, no trans fats, no high fructose corn syrup, and hopefully no artificial ingredients. 3:33 p.m. tomorrow. All right, so I brought in so many things. I'm having a hard time deciding what to go with.
Pick the good ones.
Well, that's the problem. They're all, they're like, there's so many things. Okay, we'll just start.
Or interesting. This is from
Reason.com. Cop kills cop. Nearby lady gets charged with manslaughter.
What?
Cop kills cop. And a nearby lady gets charged with manslaughter. Now, that's a clickbait headline, of course. But it is nearly as ridiculous as you think it is. Jenna Holm was incapacitated when one cop accidentally killed another. She's now being charged with his death.
Incapacitated in what way? Asleep? Knocked out?
Find out. Jenna Holm is facing prison time for the death of Bonneville County Sheriff's Deputy Wyatt
Mazur. Wait, is this Utah?
Wherever Bonneville County is.
Oh, I think that might be Utah.
Maybe.
I mean, was this like a raid or something? I'm trying to think. Like, there was two cops. They entered from different doors and they shot each other. And now they're blaming the woman they raided over. I guess.
So this happened in May of 2020, despite the fact that Mazur was killed not by Holm, but by his fellow police officers. Mazur and his colleague, Deputy Benjamin Botcher, were called to help Holm, who had crashed her car on a rural road May 18th of last year.
Mm.
When the deputies arrived, Holm was in the street wielding a machete, screaming and screaming. Botcher, who had interacted with Holm days prior at the Idaho Falls Behavioral Crisis Center, so Idaho, not Utah, worked to calm her down during what was possibly a mental health crisis. So, lady crashes her car, she gets out, she's got a machete, she's acting, you know, crazy. Cops are called. After Botcher repeatedly tased Holm, so she was tased, eventually subduing her, Mazur was walking into the road toward Holm when a third police officer, Sergeant Randy Flagel, arrived on the scene and struck Mazur with his vehicle, killing him. So, cop tases this woman, subdues her, and then starts walking into the road. Here comes backup, basically, and the backup runs him over and kills him.
Okay. So they're charging her because they're saying, oh, it's his fault he was there?
I'm trying to understand where on earth does this result in her killing anybody?
Idaho State Police are now working to prosecute Holm for Mazur's death.
Well, who called the cops? Did she call the cops?
What difference does it make?
She crashed her car, so I don't know how the cops get called.
What difference does it make?
I think it does make a difference. If somebody else called the cops, like, hey, I see this car got crashed, then why aren't they being charged with manslaughter instead of the woman?
Would they be charged with manslaughter? They're not the ones who did it.
I don't think anybody should be charged with anything besides the person who hit somebody. I'm just saying, in their own stupid logic, it would make a little more sense if it was whoever called the cops.
What?
And it doesn't
logic?
Seem like it's that lady.
What logic?
The logic that their point is they're trying to make is that, oh, it's her fault he was there. Nope, she didn't call the cops.
Let's find out if there's any logic at all to this. Holmes' actions had deputies focused on her due to her continued refusal to put down her machete, move off the roadway, and her aggressiveness toward any vehicle or person who was near her, wrote Idaho State Police Detective Mike Cox in a probable cause affidavit. Holmes' unlawful conduct, the threat she created by wielding a machete in an aggressive manner, her perpetration of the unlawful act of aggravated assault towards Deputy Mazur upon his exit of the patrol vehicle, therefore constitutes by statute that Holm committed involuntary manslaughter when Deputy Mazur was struck and killed while trying to detain Holm and make safe a situation Holm was actively creating. So, if there's any logic here, what you stated was correct, right? They're saying that because she crashed her car and had a machete and was acting all crazy,
she created the situation.
Cop one shows up, tases her, subdues her. Cop two shows up and runs over cop number one.
It sounds like the cops were the ones who created the dangerous situation, not the person that they were called about who was holding the machete. I understand that, like, you know, verbal, you know, actions, like, you know, somebody can do something mean because you say something, you know, or they can commit a crime because you say something mean, but it's not really you saying something, it's them actually taking action of their own, too. Like, most of it's in them taking the action, not you saying something.
Holm allegedly approached Mazur with the weapon prior to being subdued, though she did not harm Mazur or Botcher. At the time Mazur died, Holm was on the ground after having been tased for approximately a full minute.
Wow. Oh my God!
So she wasn't even like able to commit a crime at that point.
Correct.
When the murder occurred, and the murder wasn't committed by her, but by a police officer. But yet she's being charged with murder.
Yeah. How fast were they coming in? Wait, it was in her like driveway, right in her house.
Side of the road. I believe this is on the roadway. So she crashed her car somewhere on a road. So no, it's not in her driveway.
I thought it said that she went into the house and then was holding a machete.
No,
that was in the street, I think.
No, right.
Yeah, she was, you know, acting crazy with a machete, but, not went into the house.
They want to cover up that the cop was probably speeding, and the other cop was standing in the freaking road. That's stupid. And they're like, oh, we need somebody else to blame this on.
Yeah, basically.
The state brought charges using a lever similar to the felony murder rule. I'm sure you guys have heard of this. This is a controversial legal doctrine that allows prosecutors to pursue people on murder charges who didn't actually commit homicide if the death occurred during the commission of another felony.
Well, I've never heard that.
Listen. I kind of understand, as absurd and ridiculous as that is as well. I kind of understand that, right? This just is so far beyond any kind of rationality.
Oh, yeah.
It's obviously a cover-up.
It's the state. It's literally the state murdering people and murdering themselves effectively.
Yeah.
While blaming somebody else.
Yeah, my dream is for, you know, governments, different factions or agencies within the government to start turning on themselves and eating themselves. That'd be great if they just sort of destroyed themselves.
My dream would be for them to all give up and be peaceful, but that won't happen.
That's a nice dream.
So they
give an example. An Ohio teen was charged with the murder of her boyfriend after a police officer shot him in December 2018 during a botched robbery that she allegedly helped orchestrate.
I mean, yeah, but the problem here is that the police, are they saying the police were involved in a crime with this woman? Because that's just insane.
Eugene Volok, a professor of law at UCLA Law School, says that Idaho prosecutors may have a problem winning this case.
I hope so.
Yeah, so the cops can kill somebody if a crime is going on in the vicinity and then just say, oh, it's not our fault. We killed somebody. It's their fault because they were doing a crime. And
I mean, if the cop was charged with a crime, too, then maybe it would make a little bit of sense based on that. But the cop wasn't charged, right?
Yeah, well, apparently badges do grant special rights. 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about this coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And also, nobody, if you're listening, thanks for tuning in. Everybody and nobody.
And anybody.
And anybody, or somebody.
Somebody.
Yeah. Or everybody. I think I said that. Am I getting redundant? Am I saying the same thing more than once?
You might be.
Am I putting the same statements, but into different words in a row, concurrently? They call that chromatic in the music industry. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to get your thoughts on the air and call and chat with us about whatever you want or stuff that we've been talking about. It's up to you. It's Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And since we are... in fact, I just want to bring this up. All right, so let's... We have Jeff calling from Rhode Island. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gang. Love you guys.
Hey, thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, first, it's a specific question having to do with something tomorrow, and the other's more general, having to do with New Hampshire. But the first question is something that Aria mentioned. It was either last night or the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who's so well spoken and she usually is so verbally explains everything quite well, she ran over this very quickly, and I got the gist of it, but I don't really understand. It has to do with something that's going on tomorrow at 3:30, and I don't know if it's online or on a podcast but it's something that everybody, like the harmonic convergence or something, like they want everybody to pray for peace and love and healing for the planet and
Jeff, I can tell you that we do these things called live reads here on the show, And every now and again, somebody will, you know, throw some money at us and say, hey, you know, advertise my product or service. And some people will take the liberty of, you know, not even really advertising a specific product or service. And so what you're referring to is a live read. Now, it just so happens that during the commercial break, or just in the previous segment, I had done the live read for this very thing. And it's smart.
Yeah. I just tuned in at 8:30.
But it's called Smiles and Hugs for Peace. Now, the deal is that September 4th, that's tomorrow, at 3:33 p.m., you can join the Smiles and Hugs for Peace virtual event.
I think it's meant to be a little enigmatic because you're supposed to put your own spin on it. It's not something going on a podcast. It's something going on wherever you are. Tomorrow, when you notice it's 3:33, it also doesn't have a time zone. I know that this guy, Starchild, is in California, so I'm like, should I do it at whatever 3:33 Pacific time is, but in Easter time? But anyways, I don't know if it really matters. Either way, you're just supposed to, when it's 3:33, conjure up Star Child in your mind and smile. And if you see somebody around you, hug them and keep smiling and imagine a world where peace and love exist and coercion is not, you know, the typical MO of the world.
Yeah.
Child.
Well, I don't know. That's a great question. I have no idea who this person is. Now, I'm old, like 49 years old. So,
you're a kid.
To me,
come on now.
To me, Star Child is Paul Stanley, the lead singer of Kiss. Because you know when they all wore the makeup, he had the big star on his face, and
yes, he did.
Ace Frehley was of course the spaceman, and Gene Simmons was the demon, and Peter Criss
was
the cat. Yeah, you got it. All the four. Collect all four. Yes, the Kiss mugs available at McDonald's. So I don't actually have the answer to your question. Do you have any further information?
Well, I know he's a libertarian that lives in California, but you're just supposed to, if you don't know who he is, it's not supposed to matter. You're just supposed to conjure however you picture him in your mind, it says.
So if you see someone coming towards you at 3:33 p.m., don't freak out. He's probably just trying, or she or they, probably just trying to give you a hug. What was your second question?
There actually is a living person that goes by this name. It's not just a nebulous entity floating in the cosmos. It's a real person that put this whole thing, idea out there.
Aren't we all entities floating in the cosmos?
Yeah, I can't say for certain, Jeff. What was your second question?
But how's about New Hampshire? And now, I live in Rhode Island, and you know, every now and then you see a New Hampshire license plate, and isn't it the saying, the motto on it, live free or die?
Yeah, it is.
It still is? So this is what I didn't know. I just discovered you guys over the summer, right before the festivals. I was hoping to get up there for those festivals. I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But I've heard, I didn't know what happened to you, how you got raided with the drones and the cops, and they came in and they put smashed your equipment and Aria's house and all of that stuff, the gold lady, the grandmother with the store and all, with the Mr. Nobody's in jail, and then this horrible thing that, this is what I don't understand. I always thought that the motto, live free or die, meant for New Hampshire, like, how could authorities, even if they are police, if they're New Hampshire police, that's the motto of their state, they want to be encouraging their residents to live free?
Well, was federal agents, and that's another reason that New Hampshire should secede and become independent.
I mean, so
this was federal agents.
We actually did go to the King Police station to protest because there was local and state police.
Well, yeah, but they weren't. They were outside.
Managing
traffic. They weren't the people who raided my house.
I mean, they were keeping us from filming, though.
Well, they shouldn't be cooperating, and cops shouldn't even exist. I'm not arguing that.
It was more than just safety. It was literally, the FBI only...
They didn't enter my house.
Well, yeah, FBI only pushed me back a block. The local police pushed me back another block an hour after all the violence was basically over.
Yeah, that's true.
So
this was orchestrated by the FBI. So, yes, it was federal agents that raided my house, and the Keene Police Department came and cooperated with them. They shouldn't have. It's messed up.
No.
Well, and Jeff, so just, you know, to kind of put a little bit of more light on it for you, the state of New Hampshire was selected by, you know, libertarians in the Free State Project as, you know, quote, the freest, unquote, state in the union to come and attempt to get, you know, 20,000 people to move here and, you know, make a difference. And
because of that motto?
No.
No, that's a coincidence.
No, we're trying to make the motto real.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say that the folks who have moved here as part of the greater freedom migration to New Hampshire, like, take that motto more to heart than the people who, you know, have been here for a long time and don't necessarily have.
I would say the people in power. I think, because correct. I think there's a difference. Yes. I think the people actually in New Hampshire are, look, there's a few outspoken critics, don't get me wrong, but more or less actually in support of the Free State Project. In fact, even the governor, when the Free State Project got started, was very much in favor that we had at the time.
Wait, not anymore, according to leaked phone calls.
A fan of the Free State Project? Oh, really? That's something I have not heard. But he was a fan of libertarians moving to the state of New Hampshire.
No. Well, I mean, so really the culprits really, though, were the federals, and the local New Hampshire guys just sort of went along with them. They didn't start the thing again.
And I'm sure that they were super excited to get to help because they are all power-hungry freaks.
I'm sorry, I just have a really hard time with saying they weren't as bad because
I never said they weren't as bad. It's just that this was actually an FBI raid. This wasn't a Keene police raid.
This is totally true, and I don't dispute that. The FBI were the ones who raided. However, I want to point out that the local police actually have raided this place in the past, probably on more than one occasion. So, let's not give anybody the impression that the local police are, like, somehow better than the feds.
I'm not.
Well, now, how those of you who live by this motto, and especially not just libertarians, but New Hampshireans in general, New Hampshireites, how much of y'all would take this to literally, like, live free or die, like, to where you would be taking up arms to defend your house or to defend your rights?
This is not a question that I think any of us are willing to talk about.
I don't mind talking about it.
No, the reason you don't want to talk about it is
I would not take up arms. I don't own a gun, and I don't believe in violence against the government.
That's the correct answer, but this is just not something that you should be talking about on radio, because as we've learned in the case of Nobody, they will use it against you in a court of law, and they will twist your words into you advocating violence, even though you never advocate violence.
Here's how it is from my perspective, Jeff.
I don't want
to. I'll give you... So, I subscribe to something called the non-aggression principle, and that just means that the only legitimate use of violence is in self-defense, right? So in order for me to use violence, I must first be aggressed upon. And thank you for the call tonight, Jeff. Feel free to call again. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is next.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.